Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Daniel, for your briefing about the operation of the database. China attaches great importance to this assistance and cooperation database. And we believe that it is an important information sharing tool and platform for these parties to make those programs available, especially for those these parties who needs assistance and making requests. China, of course, we believe that that tool was not used to its full operation till now. And that's why we are here to discuss how to strengthen the operation. And I heard some useful suggestions from colleagues here, and I think that we will continue this part of discussion, especially about the resources which could be contributed to ISU to make this database further effective. China welcomes those who request assistance from the database, especially on biosafety laboratory management program. Those who has this kind of requests could come to contact the Chinese relevant authorities, and China is very much glad to match this offers those requests with our offers. And I would like to now here have my colleague from China's Academy of Sciences to introduce the international cooperation program, especially under this database. And I think that he will brief us about those programs that China's Academy of Sciences do for which that we listed on the database. Thank you.